loves, this is Lisa, and you're now listening to the Feminine Confessions podcast. Hi, how are you all doing? It's been a very hectic week for me, but well, I'm fine, or I'll be fine. So I want to talk about self-care. You know, I'm a big self-care person. I like to do activities, most times activities that involves just me, that will make me feel good about myself, promote both my mental and physical health. And I think people don't really understand, or don't really, they just think, self-care is just baiting or whatever. Maybe it means different for women. There are activities that I do that I feel better when I do it, like going to the salon, for example, getting your lashes done, your nails done, mani and pedi. It just makes you feel good. I think it's the same for guys, getting a massage, you know, getting facials, things like that has a way of making you feel good mentally, especially. I mean, you feel good physically, but you feel good mentally. And we don't really talk about self-care as much as we should. I mean, now is like a thing now, you know. For some people, it's like a personality, and I think it's important. I think it's very important that we practice self-care. We do things that that will make us feel good. You know, I think it's very important that we do things and practice habits that will make us feel good. And for me, I have things that I do. Sometimes I don't get the time to do that, but I try as much as I can. At least once in the week, on a good day, it can be twice in a week, but sometimes once in a week, I try to do a lot of activities that makes me feel good. I know sometimes sitting down alone, being quiet, has a lot of good benefits. I mean, you'll be surprised that there are times that you just sit alone and just relax and sit alone with your thoughts, and you know, you feel good, you feel better. Sometimes doing chores, you know, making your bed, cleaning your shelf, you know, cleaning your shoes, cleaning your fan, cleaning your bathroom. You know, some people is cleaning, but you sometimes you feel good when you clean, and you just feel better when you clean, and you just want to do it again whenever you have the chance to do it. Some people is ironing; they like to iron clothes, and it makes them feel good. Some people like to wash clothes, which is terrible. Oh my god! Or wash plates, or basically do something that makes them feel good. And you know, they like to declutter. That works very well for me. You know, decluttering, drinking tea, you know, just little things, watching YouTube, watching TV, Netflix, and so on. It makes me feel good. And I try as much as I can, because when you grow older, you know, with the old Ozo culture and how everything is just going, sometimes we tend to forget. So I try to make sure that I plan. I put it on my phone, like, this is when I sleep, this is when I read, this is when I make my bed, this is when I do this, this is when I do that. And at the end of the day, I do not feel too overwhelmed. I mean, sometimes I can't even control it. Sometimes I feel very overwhelmed, and I think it's important, because if I did not have those plans, I will feel overwhelmed almost every day, and that would be so exhausting for me mentally and physically. So I think it's important that we will make a conscious effort to practice self-care daily. You know, you can start a journal, write things on the book, make your bed, sleep. Like, I make sure I sleep, I make sure I plan my sleep. I make sure I get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, because I know that is healthy for me. I don't get below that. Even if I get below that, I try to make up for that. And I do skincare. You know, sometimes things as simple as being in the shower or being in the bathtub and just relaxing and just taking a really good shower and scrubbing your skin and going out of the bathroom and doing your skincare routine. Things as simple as that can uplift your spirit. Basically, it can uplift your spirit. If you have plants, you can take care of plants, you know, water your plants. It gives you a sense of responsibility, makes you feel good. Also, it's amazing how little random things like that ways that they make us feel good. And it's so amazing that when you actually realize that, oh my god, this thing makes you feel good, you're like, yo, it's just random. And for me, I realized recently that it was painting. I felt really good. My mind was clear, and that was like one of the clearest that was one of the moments that had the clearest mind. And I was like, yo, I think this is something that I would love to do as a hobby. Maybe take care of, I like animals. Those of you who know me know I like animals. Maybe take care of animals, take care of plants, and then try and paint or draw or do something, you know. And it has a lot of benefits. Some even yoga, just do yoga, do Pilates, do little exercises, and you're going to find that overall your overall health is better. You're going to find an improvement in your overall health. So you intentionally practice taking care of yourself. That's basically what self-care means. Just practice taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, professionally. You know, take courses to improve your professional life, and you know, take your career to the next level. Those things are really good. And you know, hygiene, your, like I said before, skincare, your haircut, your manicure, pedicure, things like that, they just have a way to lift up your mood. And for me, when I get too overwhelmed or too busy, or I'm not in the right location to do all that, I feel really bad and sad, and I'm like, yo, I need to do my routine, my daily routine. If I don't do my daily routine, I'm not going to feel fine. And people will think you're exaggerating. It's just routine, it's just skincare and stretching, and like, what does that have to do with you being cranky? And then when I get the time and the space to actually do those things, I realize that, oh, you seem better. You're glowing. But you know, when your mental state is at rest, is at peace, I think it has a way of what I'm looking for, the right word to use, but when you are at ease mentally, it shows in every other area of your life. And I think self-care is something that we shouldn't joke with at all. I think everybody should practice self-care. So there are things that you'd like, and maybe you don't even realize it, there are things that you like to do that gives you peace of mind. You know, make it a habit, basically. I mean, good things, I'm not saying make bad things a habit. Good things that you do that makes you feel good. Sometimes watching TV or watching cringe shows, they make you feel good. You know, watching Animal Planet, so just things like that may seem basic, but if you notice that they have a great improvement in your mental health, I think it's something that you should incorporate into your lifestyle and do it as often as you can, and you feel good. I am a big fan of self-care. I always practice self-care, and I am telling you to start practicing self-care today. If you've not started, start. If you're looking for you can always look for more things to add to your self-care routines, because I find new things every day that makes me feel good, and I do it. So take care of yourself, because nobody's going to take care of you. Take care of yourself, look after yourself, you know, eat right, eat the right food, you know, try to stay away from too much junk, try to, you know, we get so busy with life and we don't even do a lot of exercise, but try to maybe keep your mobility alive, you know, try to move your legs and move your body when you can, and yeah, take care of yourself. So that will be all for today, and see you soon. Thank you, and take care of yourself. Bye.